When you're about to start off on your career, you have to find a point of differentiation. Just having GCSEs, A-levels, a degree isn't enough. So work experience is absolutely vital.
For Janet Davis, editor of careers website newlifenetwork.co.uk, not doing work experience is just not an option. I'm Kate Taylor, and in this podcast, I'll be looking at ways to negotiate the weird world of work experience, why you need it, how you get it, and how you can avoid spending it all rearranging the company's stationery cupboard. First off, if you're just starting out on your working life and somehow you've failed to spend every school holiday drafting government white papers or drawing up marketing plans for Procter & Gamble, don't panic.
If you're 16 and you're just leaving school, I think most people like to think that maybe you've had a paper round or just something like that, because it's not about the work, it's about the signals it gives out about you. It's about, can you get up every day and do something? Can you be relied upon to turn up? Can you take direction from somebody? So it's not about what type of work you've done necessarily. If you want to be a brain surgeon, I don't think they're expecting you to already have done lots of operations or anything, but they would expect that you have done something to show your commitment to being a good employee.
When it comes to actually setting up a work placement, there are a variety of possible approaches. David Prest is managing director of Whistledown, an independent audio production company.
Don't ask for the earth. Just say, let's have a coffee. Can I come and have a chat about your programmes, about the sort of thing you do, as a starting point? The next point is broach the subject of maybe a longer term kind of thing. I would say avoid the companies that have this work experience policy where you have to sign a book on the front door and you're one of 20 people going through there. Go for a smaller end production company maybe to start off with. Gradually work up the skills and the experience. And then when you go into that big company, you've got tons of experience behind you and you stand out from the crowd of the other 20 work experience people who were in for that 1 week, in that 1 week that you're there as well.
My name's Juliet Haygarth and I'm the managing director of an agency called Brothers and Sisters, who produce advertising and basically any creative communications for a kind of wide range of clients. I would say probably try and identify which agencies or which companies you want to go to and have a good reason as to why you've chosen them. So try and make your approach as tailored as possible. And then I would find out who the person is who deals with applications. It's probably the person who leads the human resources department. And I would send them a letter with your CV and kind of outline in quite an informal way why it is that you've chosen that company and why it is that you would love to come and work with them. And then just follow up with a call about a week later and just say, I was wondering whether you got my letter. And just do it very gently, but be a little bit persistent without being a right royal pain in the backside.
And, adds Janet Davis, don't forget to use the network of contacts you already have, also known as your friends and family.
Where do your parents work? Where do your godparents work? Where does your sister work? Where do your friends' parents work? What's the worst thing that can happen if you phone somebody up? The worst thing that can happen is they say no.
My name's Isabel Inman. I'm 22. I live in North London. I've been studying at Sheffield Hallam University for the last 3 years doing graphic design. On my first day, on my first placement, I was a bit out of my depth. I think, you know, I'd only been at uni for a year and had a lot to learn, but I did a lot of kind of office jobs. I did a lot of posting things and I sat in on a few meetings and things that they had in there. Just kind of got a feel about, you know, what they did at the place, and they were really friendly and welcomed me and made a lot of tea as well. Got me prepared to make a lot of tea.
My name's Bridie. I've just graduated from UCL. And I studied English, and now I'm looking for internships, a job, a place to live, a life, everything, just juggling it and seeing what happens. I did a work experience placement. I realised, oh, this is not the world I thought it was. It was in editing, and it was editing a documentary. And I really, you know, I enjoyed it, but I realised it wasn't kind of my cup of tea. So, yeah, for eliminating careers, work experience is great because you don't always enjoy it. And also, it's good to know how an office works, how to make a cup of tea photocopy things and be useful and just not be intimidated by being in an office. So it's for confidence, really, work experience is essential.
So you've pestered your friends, neighbours and long-lost cousins, found a brilliant company in a fascinating field, and gently but firmly sweet-talked them into giving you a placement. What could possibly go wrong?
The bad side to work experience is when you come into an office and you feel like a lemon, because sometimes there isn't something for someone who doesn't know what they're doing to do. If you just do feel like you're not helping out in work experience, you've got to ask if there's anything someone wants you to do, and then at least they know that you're not being a lazy git rather than just not having something that you're qualified to do at the time.
For Juliet Haygarth, preparation is key.
One of the bits of advice I would give is normally with work experience, the agency you're going into won't have thought it through particularly well, probably. And you'll turn up on the first day and people will be a bit flustered and go, God, what are we going to get them to do? And it all becomes a bit embarrassing. So if you can, without being a pain in the arse, I would kind of ring the agency and go, I would be really interested in learning about X, Y, and Z, or it'd be great if I could get this out of it. Anything that gently encourages the agency to think about what they're going to do with you in the 2 weeks when you're with them would be great, because otherwise I think you expect some slightly surprised-looking faces on the first day when you're sitting in reception.
Then, once your placement actually starts, you need to be super keen without being super irritating.
Big mistakes if you're working on a kind of work experience placement would be being too pushy, trying to force your way in on meetings or conversations, or trying to do other people's jobs for them, probably will get people's backs up. I think probably take some deep breaths and be prepared for people to be busy and a bit, sometimes to feel a bit like a spare part. And actually just use your initiative and use that time to use the agency's computer systems to research the advertising industry at large, or, you know, put reels together of ads you love or whatever it is. So be prepared to use your initiative. Be prepared to just say to people, what can I do to help? And if they're not that receptive, back off, I would say. Don't be a thorn in their side. Be an ever-willing support in the background.
I think it's just important to pitch yourself right in
David
the work
Prest
environment.
Again.
To not to be too overconfident, too grabby, too overweening about it. To just gauge the situation, gauge how much you can get involved. In terms of making radio programmes, which is what we do, everybody who's making a programme, a producer, likes to have feedback. And I think that is one of the missing links very often with work experience people. It's great to be bouncy, enthusiastic, to make the tea. It's great to be full of ideas, full of passion, full of enthusiasm. But when you've got to make a mark, you have to engage with the person that you're watching, that you're observing. And that's what it's about for me.
When I've hosted people to do work experience over the years, the ones that have really impressed me have been the ones who've been happy to do the sort of basic things that you allot to them, but they'll be constantly looking for little opportunities to help you do something. And it's a demonstration of how alert they are and how interested they are. So be alert, offer again. What's the worst thing that can happen? They can say no.
If you'd like more information, have a look at the careers forums at guardian.co.uk/forums. Getting the best out of work experience can be quite hard work in itself. But in the end, as Isabel Inman explains, it's worth it.
I've been really lucky in that they actually asked me to go back for another 3 weeks afterwards and paid me. Like, you know, you can really get into it if you impress them and stuff, then work experience is definitely a good idea. I mean, it looks great on your CV. It shows eagerness, doesn't it? It shows kind of passion if you're willing to do it unpaid, so do it.